A white raven arrived today.
Do I dare ask whom sent such a rare bird?
My old friend, King Everett.
His holy light, and the king of all eight kingdoms. Pray, what did he have to say to you all the way up here in the north?
The arm of the king is dead. He wants me to assume the role. He's traveling here himself to ask for formality's sake, I suppose.
John Ailey is dead.
Aye. Unknown causes. Simply found in his bed. Forever sleeping.
No. King Everett Mandragon can just ask you to leave. He made you guardian of the north. He can't simply walk up here and take it away from you.
He's bloody king and can do as he likes. I can't deny him. The punishment he'll extract on me will be worse because we're old friends. He won't go easy.
Willard, please.
I must obey, Vera. That's the end of it.
My dear Willard, it's cold up here in the north. If you're gone, who will keep me warm on these long, dark nights?
Well, I suppose I'll just have to give it to you over and over. So good that you'll live off the memory of it for months.
You're still hard.
My will is strong, woman. You know me.
Fuck me, Sir Guardian of the North. I hope you got enough for another load in these balls.
Oh, I'll muster something for my dear wife, even though I'm no longer a young man.
And I'm no longer a pretty young thing, like back in the days of old.
You are still beautiful, my lady. Just look at how hard you make me.
A younger woman would make you harder.
Youth is not what I like in women. Seriously, it wasn't your beauty that caught my eye at first. I mean, how could I forget that moment on the battlefield? If it wasn't for your father, we would have all been slaughtered. I almost was. Steel flashed before my eyes. And then you came in, scream of defiance as intense as your screams of pleasure. I cannot explain my awe as your sword cleaved my assailant, and you stood like a goddess above me, blood-soaked sword at the ready to defend me once more. That was the moment I knew I had to make you my wife.
How could I allow the mighty Willard Knight to fall in battle? I was only doing my duty.
Ah, your duty, I see. Well, now you have a different duty, my wife.
Yes, my lord.
Ah, so sensitive.
Well, you did just blow inside me a moment ago. Want me to stop?
Nay, I'm still not satisfied.
Very well, my lord.
Eight gods, woman. How do you remain so good at sucking cock?
As I get older, I must keep my skills up, or you'll leave me for a prettier mouth and a tighter cunt.
Gods. I never want to leave your mouth, my lady. Suck me till the day I die. Your Your mouth is perfect, my lady. Mm-hmm. But I still crave your pussy more than anything.
How do you want me, my lord?
On your knees.
Like this, your lordship?
Perfection worthy of a lord.
God.
I can still feel my last load inside you.
Fuck it deeper into me.
Pussy is so perfect. It's about to drain me again.
God, I can't have you thinking about any young cunt while we're apart.
God.
Yes. Fill me, husband. Show me why you're the guardian of the North.
For something younger. Youth is nothing compared to experience.
How did you fill me up again so much? Fuck.
See? Your pussy just knew how to coax a massive load out. What youth could do that?
Well, I hope you never have to find out.
Aye.
Do you have to leave, husband?
You know the answer.
I wish I didn't. Can't you try to talk to the king? He's your old friend. You grew up together. You fought by his side during the Great War. He'll understand.
Perhaps. I'll try. For you, my lady.
It's all I ask.
Now, listen, boy. Sir Willard has a daughter about your age that I think you should marry. It'll bring our families together and continue the long friendship of the knights and the Mandragons.
Is she pretty?
Oh, boy. If she's anything like her mother.
All right. I'll marry her. What's her name?
Selena.
Selena Knight? We'll make her a Mandragon worthy of our name.
That's my boy.
Oh, father. Is that it?
Indeed. That is the mighty Havenfell Fortress. Some call it the Perpetual Fortress, as it's never once fallen to the enemy.
It's adequate. It's still nothing compared to Valenduke Castle.
Well, Valenduke is the capital of the Eight Kingdoms, boy. It's supposed to be the grandest.
Open the gates!
Lord Willard Knight, guardian of the bloody cock-shriveling North.
Welcome, King Edward Mandragon, to Heavenfell Castle. I hope it's every bit as grand as you remember.
This shithole? Come now, Will. I only give you this place to clean it up for me. Ah, this must be your family.
Aye. You know my wife, Lady Vera?
Yes, how could I forget such a mournful beauty? My lady.
My king, I swear, your beard grows more magnificent each time I see you.
Ah, see, Will, you should grow a beard. Then maybe you'll get even luckier than you are now.
Please, my king, not around my children.
And this must be young Selena. I see your mother's good looks have been bestowed upon you. Thank the gods none of your father has passed on.
My king, welcome to Havenfell.
And this here is Amos.
Amos the bastard. A strapping lad indeed. Your father's blood runs strong within you.
Thank you, my king. I am honored to meet you.
A polite bastard. Well done, Will.
My king.
Now, may I introduce you all to Queen Adeline.
Thank you so very much for this warm reception, Lord Willard and Lady Vera.
Welcome, my queen, by the grace of your light.
Queen Adeline, your radiance blesses Havenfell. Beyond our comprehension.
Oh, hush, my lady. No need for such grand words. I am just a woman doing her duty as Queen of the Eight Kingdoms. Oh, and may I introduce my brother, Sir Cassius Blackmore?
My lord, my lady, a fine castle you have there. I hope for the day I'll be able to siege it, just to see if I could do it.
I sincerely hope our families will never be at war, Sir Cassius. I couldn't bear to shame you after you failed to take my fortress.
This sounds like a challenge.
Enough. Step forward, boy. This here is my son and heir to the Ferrum throne, Prince Edgar Mandragon.
Prince Edgar, an honor to meet you.
Yes, yes, Lady Selina. Your beauty simply permeates this white wasteland. You're a beacon of hope for the north.
My prince, so sweet.
I hope we can get to know each other well, my lady.
Me also.
Let us head into the main keep, everyone. A hot meal and drink awaits you all after your long journey. Everett, you didn't tell the prince.
Oh, yes. Our children should marry. Should have told you before.
And by should, you mean will.
Aye. We'll discuss it later. For now, let us feast. It better be a good one, Lord Knight. Or may your head part your neck with grace.
My lady.
Oh, my prince. How do you do?
Just fine, sweet Selina. May I kiss your hand in a gentlemanly manner?
Yes, my prince.
What say we walk on this fine eve?
Of course, Prince Edgar. I would gladly walk with you.
I must say, lady, you have delightfully soft hands.
Mother makes sure I take good care of them. After all, what can a lady do without hands?
Indeed. What good is a lady with no hands to use to serve her husband?
My lord.
I'm saying that without hands, a wife would become useless. Does everyone just expect that he'd take care of his manly desires himself? Oh, but there is her mouth, or her cunt. But then, she has no control. And what fun is that?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, don't you? Then maybe a few lessons from the prince himself are in order.
No, my lord, please, let go of me.
You see, hands can be used for all sorts of things, like running up the smooth thighs of a lord's pretty daughter.
Please.
Yes, right up to her tight little virgin cunt. You are a virgin, are you not, lady? Answer me.
Yes, I am a virgin.
Good. Then the honor falls upon me to take it. But for now, I'm sure my fingers are good enough for you, my lady. 8 gods, good girl. How are you so soaked? Well, I shouldn't be surprised. I am prince and heir to the Ferrum throne, future ruler of Velandu Castle and all 8 kingdoms. Any girl would be as aroused as you are right now.
Oh, my prince.
I wonder, Lady Selina, have you ever tasted yourself?
What? No. Your fingers are so deep.
You like it deep, m'lady?
Yes. No. No.
Now lick yourself off my fingers. Enjoy the way you taste. Selena, Knight. You'll make a fine wife indeed. You'll come back with us to Velenduk, and there I shall turn you into a real lady.
Well, I'm going to be a princess.
You may one day, if you prove yourself worthy of me.
I can do it, Prince Edgar. Please. Please.
Come for me, my lady. Come all over my fingers. Show me how dedicated you are to your prince.
Oh, gods. Oh, that feels so good. Faster. Faster.
I said come, my lady. Don't disobey me.
I'm trying. Oh, gods.
Selena.
Hear it.
Good girl. Such a good little whore for your prince.
Prince Edgar, you'll really take me to Velenduk.
I shall ponder on it tonight and inform you on the morrow.
Gods. My legs are shaking like there's an earthquake under my feet. If I just give in to Prince Edgar's desires, then I can be a princess and maybe one day queen. Must get back to the feast. Don't need father coming out to look for me.
Finally away from all that pomp. Well, it's nothing like the pomp back home, but it's pomp nonetheless. And it just stands out amongst all the squalor.
Calm yourself, big brother. We're only here for a few days. A few nights sleeping in this sty of a castle is not going to kill you, is it? Or are the legends that the mighty Sir Cassius is the greatest warrior in the land merely that? Legends.
I'm offended you would even say that out loud. At least you're here. We can have a little fun, right?
Cassius, no! We can't do it here. What if someone comes in?
It's an abandoned tower, sister. No one is going to come up here. I mean, some kids might, but what is a kid going to do? I'll toss a child out that window if I have to, my queen.
Needlessly cruel, but if such a thing needed to be done, then so be it. No one must find out about our little thing, brother. We've kept it hidden for all these years, so let's avoid ruining it all now.
I know. Now we've been on the road for a while, with no chance to fuck. So, why don't you get on your knees for me, sis, and perform your royal duty?
You think my royal duty means sucking your cock? I mean, I want to do it, of course, but please. I am queen. It is you that serves me. Now why don't you get on your knees and kiss my cunt? I will strip you of your knighthood should you deny.
Well now, how can I refuse the queen her request? Even if it is one of foul incest.
Quiet. You love it as much as I.
I do love my sister. It's true. A little too much, some may say.
Oh, yes. Kiss higher. Higher. Yes. Oh, big brother. You're as skilled with your tongue as you are a blade.
Just wait until I get my cock inside you.
I said quiet. Don't make me rip out a handful of your thick blonde hair. Come on. Lick harder. Take all my queenly juices.
Nectar of the gods.
Gods, you make my pussy ache for you. Lie down on the ground, Sir Cassius.
Oh, the most powerful woman in the world is craving my cock. I mean, I'm not surprised. I have a pretty fantastic man.
What did I tell you? You better stay quiet and take that cock out, or I'm gonna stamp down real fucking good.
Oh, yes, my queen. Gladly.
No, not gladly. You will just do because I am your queen and the superior twin. And look how hard you've become.
The queen unsheathed my blade better than I ever could, even with her foot.
Shut up. Those lines may work on whatever whores you fuck, but I am no whore.
And yet, here you are, about to squat down on your brother's cock.
Silence. I may love your cock, but don't you dare compare me to a common slut.
Oh, you know, slapping only makes me harder.
Better for me, I suppose. Oh, God.
It's been too long.
Oh, fuck, you slide into me so perfectly. It's like we were made for each other.
We were... We grew together for 9 months. Inside, mother. It knew then what we were to become.
You're right. I'm gonna ride this cock like I was made to. Don't you dare stop, brother.
Oh, I can't hold this.
You better hold, brother. I'm not up in this dank tower just to have you blow so soon.
Well, then stop riding so vigorously.
I'm queen. I do as I please. So don't you dare come inside my tight, soaking royal cunt.
Please. I can't hold on.
Don't come. Don't you fucking dare come.
Please, my queen.
Don't come. You lasted longer than I thought you would, brother.
Oh, God. Must you sit down on me like that? I've already given you what you wanted.
Not quite. I want another little prince or princess inside me. So I gotta make sure I get out all that black moor seed of yours.
No, we can't. One child together is bad enough.
Quiet. My will is real. We will have more children, you and I, and we'll remove my vile husband from the Faerum throne. And we'll make sure Bloody Willard Knight doesn't find out about any of this.
Oh, yes, my queen.
Oh, my dear sister, you look simply ravishing.
Please, Targ, don't make me do this.
Make you? How else am I supposed to rally up a big enough army to take back my rightful throne? The Eight Kingdoms have been blinded, and now they don't recognize me as their rightful king. I shouldn't have to remind you of this time and time again.
But...
Silence! I will give you to this Lord of Horses, and she will use you however she pleases. Ha! What a backwards tribe of savages, ruled by women of all things. Fetid.
I'm sorry, brother.
As you should be. Now, are you going to be a good girl?
My hair, you're hurting me.
Answer me.
Yes, yes.
Are you going to obey this queen of savages and do whatever she pleases?
Yes, brother. Please.
Good. You're a good sister.
I will do my best for you, brother. I swear it. For father.
Where is this bitch? I offer her a princess, and she keeps me waiting.
I'm sure she'll come soon, brother.
She better. I don't have time. Ah, finally. I was about to keel over of old age. Well wishes, Salzerki. I am Prince. No. King Targ Valeris, rightful ruler of the Eight Kingdoms. I have summoned you to make you an offer.
This tiny little boy man says he can offer me something?
Oh gods. They did tell me the Dothnari were big people.
Oh? And just what can you offer me, King Boy? Yourself? You want me as your queen?
Oh, heavens, no. You're more beast than woman.
You're not a smart boy, are you?
Let go!
No, please don't hurt my brother.
Well, look at you, pretty little thing. Give me one good reason why he shouldn't just snap his neck right now.
Please, m'lady, he's all I have. All I can rely on in this world.
All you have is a brother. Then I pity you, girl.
You.
Brother, you need an army, no?
Salzerki, I have come to offer you my sister, Emily Valeris, to unite our two people into one glorious army. And I know your people are unique in that there are no men. So perhaps my dear sister would be adequate.
Well, she is a delicate little thing. And such bright hair, kissed by the sun. And skin, paler than the moon.
Emmy.
M'lady, Salzerqui, please allow me to serve you however I can.
Maybe I could use you, even if you are an Otherlander. But you'd have to learn our ways. Forget everything you know of your towering cities across the ocean. I will turn you into a true Dothnari. That I swear.